following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazor if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier Daf. Today's Daf is Mesechet Zvachim Daf Pei Gimel. We're holding on Pei Beis Amid Beis Boi Rava, which is about a third or a quarter of the way up. Boi Rava. So we've been discussing the various levels of problems of Knisa Bifnim. And we spoke yesterday about the issue of the Lifnai V'Lifnim versus Lifnim, what is considered to be the Mokum of a Korban coming in around the back, whether that's considered to be Knisa and so on. Today, Rava has some questions that actually extend the whole issue of a change in spatial dimensions, which was related to the concept of Yotze, Pnima, but in a completely different sense, because obviously this is a subsumed space if it's Pnima. So today, Rava asks, what would be the din of a Par He'alim Davar Shel Tzibur, or a Sa'ir Avodat Kochavim, where over there the din is that the dam is supposed to be sprinkled inside of the Heichal, but obviously not in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, it's not Yom Kippur. What would be if you brought them into the Kodesh HaKodeshim? That's the question. So it does say El HaKodesh Pnima. Now, we never entertained the possibility that that may be coming to talk about El HaKodesh for those things which are meant to be in the Azora, and Pnima for those things that are meant to be El HaKodesh, because the Pasuk wasn't referring, really, to anything but the Chataot HaChitzonot. The question is whether now we can extrapolate the din of Knisa Lefnim as a Ptur by saying that since this is Lifnim Mimechitzata, so to speak, even though the Mechitzah was to be in the Echal, this is too far in, it's all the way in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so the Kodesh HaKadoshim to the Echal is as the Echal is to the Azorah, that's the question, and therefore would passel it, or not. Perhaps we should say that Miyamrina, since it puts together El HaKodesh Pnima, that teaches us that Kol Echad Karinan El HaKodesh Karinan Le Pnima. So if there would be a problem of Knisa LaHechal, then there is also this problem of Knisa LaKodesh HaKadosh. But Kol Echad Lo Karinan El HaKodesh, if there's no problem of bringing its dam in the Kodesh, because that's where its dam is, then perhaps there's no separate issue of Karinan Pnima to call that a separate psul. Or do we say, look, the bottom line is, this is Shalo B'Mekoma. It's not in its right place. Ve'im Timtzes Lomar. And if you want to tell me that indeed this is called Shalo B'Mekoman, so now I have another question. That means that going from the Heichal into the Kodesh HaKadoshim would also be Shalo B'Mekoman. I want to up this one notch. How do we define Mekoman? Now, let's start on Yom Kippur with the Parvasar of Yom Kippur, which are meant to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. I did the Dam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and I've gone out already. So I was Mazem Midaman al Abadim, and now Hotzian Lehechal. I took them out in order to do the Hazoya on the Parochet and on the Mizbeach HaZahav, and I turn around to go back in before I do that. Do I passel the dam because now the dam that remains was not meant to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? Or do I say, look, this korban was meant to be also in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? The fact that I've left isn't now going back going to make it a change of its mechitzah to pnima. So mi amrina mikomanu. Do I say, look, the bottom line is it's in the place where it's meant to be? Do I say, okay, but it's gone out already. Once it's gone out, we redefine it, and it's no longer now in its place when it's going all the way in. Okay, now I got another question for you. Let's assume that we would be willing to say even that, okay? Perhaps this should be considered. Are you willing to risk this?
Let me first stay back.
Just for one day?
Well,
okay.
Citrus.
I know, I agree. But it's actually, in a way, it's safer because I can't notice if you're dozing off.
I don't doze off
when I daydream. Okay, so if we're ready to say that whole Nofak Nofak, all right? Now I've got one more issue, because so far, that which defines the Kodesh and that which defines the Pnima is very clear. There's actually a curtain between those two places. We can draw a straight line. We know exactly where that is, and it's a separate Mechitza. But curiously, there are places that are not Mechitza-oriented. There's one example of this, and that is when you go out to do the Hazoya against the Parochet, and then you go to the Mizbeach HaZahav. Now, you don't cross any Mechitzas. Can you simply turn around and face the Mizbeach? You cannot. You have to go all the way out and now stand between the Mizbeach HaZahav and the door that's behind you. And now start giving. Why? Because it says in the Torah the word V'yatza. So it's supposed to be V'yatza El HaMizbeach. What do you mean V'yatza? V'yatza from where? But the point is that the Torah is calling this to be the equivalent of a yetzia. So you're walking now outwards is also called a v'yatza. Now, if you're willing to say that the difference between the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Kodesh is indeed a violation of this idea of Pnima, how far would you take it? Would you say that even a v'yatza itself is enough to create a name of a different place, v'yatza l'mizbeach asher lifnei Hashem, or not? So there I ask as follows. Let's see that inside. If you're ready to go so far as to say that the nafak nafak is considered to be a change in where it's supposed to be, how about if he's in idaman ala parochet in the Kodesh, not in the Kodesh HaKadosh? Now you have to be yotzei, so to speak, hotzio lemizbeach. And now you turn around and you just walk, you just walk to the other side of the mizbeach. Now you haven't gone behind any curtains, but you have gone back into the place that the Torah said to you, v'yatzah, to leave. Is that considered to be the same concept of Pnima? So Hacha, do we say, look, I mean, this is crazy. Hacha vada chad makomo. I mean, there's only one room. If there's only one room, it can't be differentiated in the way that Kodesh Pnima is differentiated. Oh, Dilma, or do we say, but the Torah is, for some reason, called it a Yitzia. And therefore, that's enough of an indication that we look at it as separate places. Teku. That, indeed, remains to be seen. Okay, now let's take a look at the Mishnah. We're moving on to the next piece. And this was the question of, do you actually need to be noten, the zrika of the dam, inside in order for it to become posel or not? So let's look again in the Mishnah, this last please. Nichnas lecha per, afa pishaloki per, posel. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Look back at the Mishnah. Yeah. So Rabbi Eliezer says, if you had walked in with that dam, and then you turned right around again, and you didn't give the dam in the Mizbeach, doesn't matter, it's already possible, because you were machnas it in order to be mechaper into the Kodesh. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, no, achi yechaper. You have to actually have done the zrika, and then all the dam becomes possible. If you attempt to do zrika bifnim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, something of a non sequitur. Well, if you did it by accident, then it's kosher. No, that doesn't tell us, but what if you didn't do it by accident? We still don't know what he holds, but that too remains to be seen now. So now let's go and see what the Gemara has to say about that piece. Nichnas lechaper, Tanya. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, if you look at the Lashon of the Pusik that tells us the psul of Knisa Bifnim, of the Dam. Remember, V'chol chatat asher yuvami damayal ol mo'ed lechaper bakodesh. That was the word that we're worried about over here. What does lechaper bakodesh mean? Does it mean, and that was done, or does it mean that was the intent? So now, if you look at a similar word, you will see the solution. It also says, V'chol adam lo yihye ba'ol mo'ed, b'vo'o lechaper bakodesh ad seto. So now here we're talking about the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim. He's coming into the Kodesh. No one should be there except him. And then v'chiper ba'ado. Now, what is the meaning of that word, lechaper bakodesh? That he did it? Obviously not. It's followed by the word v'chiper bakodesh. He hasn't done it yet. So he came in order to be mechaper. Very nice. Same word. So therefore we can say that means exactly the same thing. This lechaper is the same as that lechaper. Malahana b'shalokiper. Clearly, the solution to us is to see the way the Torah uses it about the Kohen. There it uses the word lechaper despite the fact that he was never a kapara yet. Afkan b'shalokiper. So when it says v'chol chatat asher yuvah midama lechaper, it's talking about that you haven't been mechaper yet. That's Rabbi Eliezer's approach, and that supports his contention in the Mishnah that you don't need to have actually given the dam. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, no, because you're learning it from the wrong place. Nemar kan lechaper, but the look to an example of another case where you're talking about a korban, not where you're talking about a man, all right? Ve'et par hachatat, ve'et se'ir hachatat, asher huva et damam lechaper bakodesh. Then it says yotziyo michutzal machaneh v'sarfu be'esh. That's talking about what do you do with the chataot hapnimiot. And when it says asher huva et damam lechaper bakodesh, take them out and burn them. What is it talking about? That you intended to be mechaper? Of course not. You only burned them in this way when you were mechaper. So when it says lechaper, it means and were mechaper. That's what it means over here too. Malahalam bishekiper, just like clearly the conclusion of the actions of the burning and the tuma that's involved and so on, et orotam, vet bisaram, vet pirsham, all of that is only after we finished doing everything that we needed to do with the dam, which means we concluded the kapara. So afkan bishekiper, there you go. So that supports my contention that if no kapara took place, then the posik of kol chatat lichaper doesn't obtain. Very simple. Now, the Micah Mifflig, I mean, how do we come? What's the principle here? I mean, there's two psukim, and they're used in different ways. Why choose one over the other? Mar savar danin chutz michutz, ve'in danin chutz bifnim. Well, the answer is simple. I mean, if you want to talk about a case of the dam chatat that we're referring to in this pasuk, which chatat is it? The dam chatat that belonged outside, that was taken inside when it wasn't supposed to be taken inside. So should I learn the meaning of a chiper in such a case from something that was meant to be inside, which was talking about the Par Yom HaKippurim, Asher Huvah Damanun, that doesn't make any sense. We're not going to be learning from something that was there, but we're not going to learn Chutz Bifnim. So in other words, it makes far more sense to talk about something, both the Dama Chatat HaChitzonah, which is that you're not supposed to go in, from the case of the man who's not supposed to go in, v'chol adam lo yiyeh ba'ol moed, okay, so it's telling you not to go in. Fine, that's great. But don't bring it from a case where we're talking about something that is meant to be there. The ein danin chutz mibifnim. You're telling me to turn to the Yom HaKippurim, which was supposed to be. And you're going to use that meaning of what was supposed to be to what wasn't supposed to be. Where's Mar Safar? Well, what's more reasonable? To learn lechaper as it's used in the context of an animal? Or to learn lechaper as it's used in the sense of the person who's going lechaper? Obviously, it makes more sense to be danim beima bi beima, despite the fact that one of them is meant to be inside, the other one is telling you not to go inside. And that's irrelevant. The point over here is that dam lechaper of a behema is spoken about in terms of that which took place already. But ein danim beima mi adam. So even though it may be similar in the case of don't go in, it's not similar at all in type. Okay, now Rabbi Yehuda says, okay, don't worry about it. But that's what we were talking about. We were talking about the question of whether you needed to be a mechaper, you don't need to be a mechaper. He comes along and tells us, oh, but Shoghi, don't worry about it. I mean, that's nice. What about Bemezid? So in other words, but you're agreeing, Bemezid possible, but you didn't tell us whether that's Bishikiper or Bishalokiper. You leave that hanging. What do you hold about that? Does Rabbi Shimon follow the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer? Over here, follow the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, or does he follow the sheet of Rabbi Shimon? So does it mean only if it was Mechaper, or even if it wasn't Mechaper? Omer Reb Yirmiya, well, I'll tell you how we can figure it out. Mimashma sheneemar, vet parachatat, vet seirachatat, asher huva et damam, lechaper bakodesh. Look, I mean, if you take a look at the Mekor, and you see the way that Rabbi Yehuda used this makor. So it says over there, "Vahasorefotam yichabes begadav v'rachatzit b'saro b'mayim," and so on. So why does it say "Vahasorefotam"? What? I mean, why does it say? That's a ridiculous question. Hasoref? Magufi yitzrich. What do you mean? Why does it say? It's coming to tell me that the guy who burns the parim on his rafim becomes tamei. What are you asking me? Sorry. I meant ma talmud lomar chatat. Chatat, why do you say para chatat, vetzira chatat? I mean, that's what we're talking about. I'll tell you, it means like this. Because the fish, alalamanuel, alapar, vetzir, shayoma kipurim, shinisrafima betadeshen, betamin begadim. It says over here in the Braita that only I would have thought the parvaser of Yom HaKippurim were over there. The sreifa of that is in the Beit HaDeshen, and it's Metame Begadim. Fine, I understand. How do I know that things that weren't brought in Lifnai V'Lifnim, the other Chatot HaPnimiot, how would I know Shar HaNisrafin Minayin? How would I know other Korbanot as well are Metame the Begadim of the never says a word about it anywhere else? How would I know that the one who is Sore is also going to be Metame? Talmud Omar. Therefore, it says, "Et para chatat seir hakatat, to teach me any other chato." Now, we're going to see in a moment what this has absolutely nothing to do. It sounds like you all of a sudden start talking about something else, but we'll see in a moment that this is a key to understanding what Rabbi Yehuda sees in our circle. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so far, no relationship to our question. Now, Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, why would I need the repetitive chatat to teach me that? I know that already. Eino tzorich. Harehu Omer, et par hakatat vetzir hakatat, Asher huva damam lechaper b'kodesh. Now, what is that supposed to mean? Asher huva damam lechaper b'kodesh, says Rabbi Meir. That's the ones we're talking about. What, I need further identification to tell me, oh yes, you know, asher huva damam lechaper. It's coming to identify, therefore, a riboy. Any time that something is brought lechaper b'kodesh, even not the Zonyom HaKippurim, that's always the din. If they're nisrafim, they're metave b'kodesh. Okay, now, if we consider for a moment, why would Rabbi Yehuda not dorish the simple meaning of the pasuk like Rabbi Meir? Because that's a brilliant deal. That is clearly totally out of left field, to suddenly mention again Asher Kippur. Must be that Rabbi Yehuda, lechaper lo mashmalai. For some reason, he is unwilling to darshan that word, lechaper. And therefore, he has to go to the repetition of chatat instead of par v'soyer. But why? There's only one reason. It's because he's used that word lechaper. Where has he used that word lechaper? For the gzeira shava that we just had. So in other words, he clearly is saying that lechaper b'kodesh, as used in the pasuk v'kol chatat asher yuva midama el olmoed lechaper b'kodesh, he is using this lechaper to teach me that just like over here, lechaper means it already achieved its kapora, so too does lechaper b'kodesh means it had to have achieved its kapora, which teaches us that he clearly holds exactly as Rabbi Shimon. Because otherwise, this would be available for the drush of Rabbi Meir. But since he needs it for the drush of the Gzeira Shava, whereas Aliba to Rabbi Eliezer, we don't use it for the Gzeira Shava because he doesn't think it makes sense that this should be the Gzeira Shava. And remember, Gzeira Shava doesn't tell us, even though we have a Kabbalah to be Derech Gzeira Shava, it tells us only a key that the word lechaper is Gzeira Shava. But the question is, Gzeira Shava to what? To the case of the Kohen, v'chol adam lo yeh bo, but at the time lechaper, which means it hasn't taken place? Or is it the lechaper over here of the Chatot and Israfim? We're over there, it's lechaper, and was mechaper. That it doesn't tell us. Now that's already was the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Eliezer. But now we see that the choice of which Gezeirah Shava was made by Rabbi Yehuda to be the equivalent of Rabbi Shimon's choice, and therefore he cannot agree with Rabbi Meir because lechaper is coming for a whole different thing to teach me about at what point does Dam of Akatas v'Nichlas Petrim become Tame. But it's not coming to add additional mechaperi. Therefore, how do I know other chataot who are mechaper that there's also a din of Tuma in this Reifa? That I only know from chatat, para chatat, zira chatat. Those are the ribuyim. In the Mela, we see that indeed Rabbi Yehuda's shita is clear. It's alibi to Rabbi Shimon. And he's coming now to add a new issue, that it also has to be intentional, and it cannot be b'shogeg. Hadron alach kol hazevachim shenitarvu. Excellent. I just want to add before we begin actually the next parak is that there's a slight misleading issue, which is that it's said over here, Lo lamanu ala parvisar shiyom ha-kipurim, shen nisrafim ha-beit ha-deshen, mitami begadim. These words, shen nisrafim ha-beit ha-deshen, some take out. The shita takes it out because it doesn't mean anything. As Rashi points out, the words Beit HaDeshen are irrelevant. Everything is burnt HaBeit HaDeshen. We're not relating it to the fact that it's burnt HaBeit HaDeshen. It's just the fact that it's Nisrafim, that they're Metamim. Okay, so Rashi says Lav Dafka, the sheet actually takes out the words, but don't allow that. See, normally the formula way of reading those words is, I only know those things which are Nisrafim HaBeit HaDeshen, that they will be Metamim HaGadim. That's usually how that format goes in the Gemara. And that is not what it means. So it's extremely misleading. Okay.
Is
so,
it the question style or is that?
No. No, it's just it's probably a mistaken gear, says the Shitas. Find Don der Helik Eperik. Where is our president when we need him? Huh. Actually Richie's here. Yeah, he's the old Yiddishist.
Okay. Rich, give us an old Bronx.
Uh oh. Good the Helik Eperik.
Amizbeach
Mikadesh et ha-ra'ulo. Now, going back, we've had all of these issues, and as usual, we always open things up in backwards order. We start from the bottom, we walk up. And here, too, we've been talking about Roy Law and Ein Roy Law throughout the entire Masechta. Finally, we get to the Mishnah that's going to define that issue. So we know that the Torah tells us that the Mizbeach is Mekadesh. Everything, kol ha-nogea b'mizbeach yikdash, whatever that means. We also know that we have the general Zot Torat Olah that we spoke about before, that Torat Olah is Marba Kola Olim, even things that aren't rolling. On the other hand, we have indications that there are exceptions to this. We pointed out earlier, there's certainly three different miyutim in this pasuk. Zot Ha Olah, Hi Ha Olah. So not everything is included in this equation of Kol HaNogea B'Mizbeach Yikdash, and therefore we need to understand which things are excluded, what is considered to be Ra'ui L'Mizbeach, and we need also to get into the meaning of what do we mean Yikdash? Yikdash for what purpose? Therefore comes along our Mishnah now to treat these issues. So Mizbeach Mekadesh Et Ha-Ra'ui Lo, without telling us what that is, and now we have a Machloket, what the general concept of Ra'ui would mean. Because there's two ways of understanding it. Kol HaNogea B'Mizbeach Yikdash seems to see the Mizbeach itself as some type of magical matir. But is it the Mizbeach, or is it the fire on the Mizbeach, or is it the Mizbeach for that which would have been roy for the fire on the Mizbeach? Or is it the Mizbeach for anything at all that would be roy the Mizbeach? There are lots of things gone on the Mizbeach that have nothing to do with the fires in the Mizbeach. For heaven's sakes, the Nesachim, Nisach HaMayim, we have the Nisach of the Yayin, we have the Dam that's on the Mizbeach. I mean, that has nothing to do with the fire of the Mizbeach, but nonetheless, it is definitely a Mizbeach question. I mean, would we include, let's say, even a cup of Nisachim that was put on the Mizbeach, but it was pasul, and now it's sitting there on the Mizbeach. Can we proceed to do the Nisach on it? Because, well, touch the Mizbeach, it's already Yigdash, or what? This is the issue of the Mishnah. So Rabbi Yoshua on there. The meaning of the word Ra'uilo, as above, is Ra'ui for the fires of the Mizbeach. And the meaning of Yigdash is that once it's been put up, it shall not be taken down. So I read this as Kol ha-ro'ui li'ishim im ala lo yered. Anything that would have been suitable for the fires of the Mizbeach shall not be removed if it was put onto the top of the Mizbeach, then put it on the fire already. Now, my source text is not the Kol HaNogea B'Mizbeach Yikdash, because that doesn't tell us anything. In what sense? What is Nogea? Which things are the kol? Yigdash to mean what? So here's how we look at the understanding of that pasuk. The Torah does say, Hi ha'ola al mokda. In this context, he means it remains, as he always teaches us. Any existential word tells us that's the way it remains. So hi ha'ola, it remains in ola, meaning come hell or high water, if it's al mokda. Now, as if it's something that can be put on that fire, al mugda. But if it's not something that can be put on the fire, it doesn't count. So ma olashi ruya leishim im al talotered. Afkoshu ruya leishim, it shall remain there al mugda im alalo yered. Don't take it off in the Mizbeach. Instead, put it indeed al mugda al Mizbeach. Tosis is very upset with this approach because remember that we darshan the word hi ha'ola to be a miut, not a riboy. The way that I just explained it is my interpretation of Rashi. So Rashi definitely says, Hi ha'olah means it shall remain in olah, because it's using an existential word. Tosfos says that's crazy. How can you say it's an existential word and it's been used to be marbe, where the Gemara specifically says that what limits Zot Torat Olah, which is the real source, as I say, says Tosfos, nothing to do with E, is the real source of the ribui, that kol rabot kol olim. And how can you take the he, which was a mia, to exclude from Zot Torat Olah and say, that's the way that we know everything? You see the problem. Okay, but it's not really a problem the way that I just interpreted it. Because the truth is, we always get back to Kol HaNogea B'Mizbeach Yikdash. The only problem is we get an insight into what that means. What is that Yikdash? And what does it mean, Negia B'Mizbeach? I mean, something that has no connection to the Mizbeach, really, as far as it's concerned, never was Nogia B'Mizbeach. So the place to look for that interpretation is this pasuk, which is referring to leaving things on Mogda. And therefore, in that, yes, it's true that he also excludes. Fine, that's a different issue. But meanwhile, it's identifying the things that we're talking about. What is our set? It's perfectly reasonable to use he to tell me that. And then to talk about overall the din of Zot Torat Olah versus he. That's a different question. In any event, Aliva to Rabbi Yoshua, the din is only what was suitable for the fires of the Mizbeach, but not liquids which weren't going to be put on the fire of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Gamliel Omer? No. It's anything that was meant to be put on the Mizbeach itself. It has nothing to do with the fire, because you didn't finish the pasuk. I like that. You stop with the words Yola al Mogda and don't tell us what it says right after that. It says Yola al Mogda al HaMizbeach. What do you think? It says al HaMizbeach. Because it's coming to say, don't think it's only what's al Mogda. It's anything that was meant to be put on the Mizbeach. That includes Dam. Wasn't Dam meant to be put on the Mizbeach? Wasn't the Sukkah meant to be put on the Mizbeach? Why it says Mogda, we'll talk about later. But definitely it says over here on the Mizbeach. Therefore, he olah mogdal mizbeach, it's telling me which olah, the olah la mizbeach. In other words, just like an olah is ru'uyah la mizbeach, im al ta lo tered, av kol davar shu ru'uyah la mizbeach, im al ta lo tered. I want to point out to you that the language clearly indicates this approach in Rash against Tosfos. Why? Because the way Tosfos is taking it, the words of ma'olah are not necessary. According to him, we're not coming to identify the set from Ola. I mean, Ma Ola, just like the Ola is. That's it. That isn't the point. The point is that the Torah is saying Al HaMizbeach. The Torah is saying Al Mogda, that defines Zot Torat Ola. It's not that it's the Makor of Ma Ola, and so too everything else. It says in the Pasuk Al Aroi LaMizbeach. Therefore, the whole point over here is, okay, but what set are we talking about? The set of Olim in terms of Mizbeach or Olim in terms of Moked? That's the question. Fine. Now, that means that there's very little space here between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yoshua. The only difference between them is liquids, basically. In other words, Ein Bein Divrei Rabbi Gamliel and Divrei Rabbi Yoshua, Ela Hadam Vanisachim. The difference would be, are liquids that are not royal ash included. Blood doesn't go on a fire, the sukkah don't go on the fire. According to which, Rabbi Gamliel would say, well, but it says Alam Mizbeach, therefore if I put a cup of blood on the Mizbeach, even if it was puzzle, I should be Zorekit, because it's already on the Mizbeach. Put a cup of Nisachim on the Mizbeach, and that's puzzle, I should pour them out. And Rabbi Yoshua says, no, they're not royal ash. The Mizbeach is not Makadosh them. Take them off, Yerdu, and don't do anything with them. Rabbi Shimon Omer. I hear Rabbi Shimon once again. Yeah, so he's coming up, and he's not precisely telling us what his opinion is of the previous discussion. All that he says is this. Remember, and this is something we haven't discussed yet at all, and the truth is Rabbi Shimon is introducing a completely new factor. And we'll see in the Gemara that he introduces a new factor because he learns the entire discussion is, in a sense, irrelevant. Because the Makor of the din of Royal Mizbeach should not be at all related to this pasuk, which has nothing to do with Kol HaNogea B'Mizbeach Yikdash. We should look to the parsha of Kol HaNogea B'Mizbeach Yikdash, and there we will see that the very next pasuk describes what it is to bring on the Mizbeach. And it says, Kvasim B'Chol Yom Olah. That's the Olat Tamid. V'zeh Asher Tavi Al HaMizbeach. It's the next pasuk after Kol HaRoyal HaMizbeach, you see. Therefore, we'll see that according to Rabbi Shimon, the makor of the problem is not to learn it out from Zot Torat HaOlah, which is a totally different issue. It's to see the proximity of the Olat Tamid to Kol HaNogea B'Mizbeach Yikdash. That, however, introduces a new problem. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, the Olah that is mentioned in that context is specifically an Olah that is independently brought. It's not brought because of some other point, as opposed to Nisachim, which are brought because I'm bringing the Olah. You see, so only the Olah itself. Not the Nisachim that are brought with the Olah. Not because they're liquids. Not because they have to be ala ish. He doesn't pay any attention to this ala ish because it's not talking about the issue we're talking about. But because of the fact that the Torah in proximity to Kol HaShem B'Nogea B'Mizbeach Yikdash, sorry, discusses specifically the Olah and not Nisachim of the Olah. But how about if somebody would bring Nisachim on their own, not together with an Olah? What would be the din there? Aha. As it turns out, Rabbi Shimon has no problems about liquids and solids. That's irrelevant, because he doesn't have this whole makor. But he does have a different issue. His other issue is independently brought or dependently brought. That's the difference. So since if I bring a nisachim with a carbon, it's not independent. Sorry, it's going to be yored, the non-independent component. The nisachim will be yored. And I don't care where the problem is. I don't care if the problem is that the carbon isn't kosher. If the carbon isn't kosher, even the nisachim are kosher, I'm not going to bring these nisachim because they're only coming because of the carbon. carbon that's kosher. If the carbon is kosher, nesachim aren't kosher. I don't care. No nesachim. Because the nesachim aren't brought up in cases where they are being brought together with a carbon. Or both of them aren't kosher. It doesn't make any difference. The nesachim will not be brought up, not because of their liquid state, but because of the fact that they are not independent. On the other hand, suppose I went ahead and I brought a carbon of nesachim, which we'll see later I can do. And then it has nothing to do with the carbon. Well, then it's like anything else that the Mizbeach is Mekadesh. Where would there be an indication there's a difference between liquids and solids? So Memela, Rabbi Shimon actually agrees with the approach of Rabbi Gamliel, Kol HaRoi LaMizbeach, but not for this reason, but Kol HaRoi LaMizbeach. And he's coming to introduce a new topic. Therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, HaZevach Kasher, suppose you were bringing a carbon that was kosher, and the nesachim that were brought with it were pasul. Or for that matter, even the other way around. The nesachim are completely kosher. The zevach was pasul. Or if they're both pasul. I feel zev is episode. Say, okay, if they're both pasul, they're both the same status. They're both on the mizbeach, for heaven's sakes. Go ahead and bring them already. They're the same. No. The zevach indeed became a kodesh with the mizbeach and lo yered. The nesachim will never be mekodesh if they're being brought with the zevach, no matter what their status, and therefore you're doomed. Okay, so but we're agreed. All the shitot over here say Mizbeach Mekadesh Eta Ra'ui Lo, okay? Not She'en Ra'ui Lo. Can you explain what that means? What is Ra'ui? L'mu'ute Mai. Omer of Papa. Well, look, let's say you bring a mincha. Now, when you bring a mincha, and you put that mincha in a container that's Mekadesh the mincha, is that mincha Ra'ui for the Mizbeach? No. Because that mincha doesn't become Ra'ui for the Mizbeach until after you do kmitza, and then you take what is in your komitz, and you put it into a kli. At that moment, it becomes mekudesh for the mizbeach. But a mincha that even went through kiddush kli of the mincha was never mekudesh for the mizbeach because the mincha isn't put on the mizbeach. So therefore, it's not ro'ui lo. And it's lema'ute kematzim, where I took the kumets with my hand, but lo kitshubikli, I haven't yet given them a kiddush aguf to make them suitable for the mizbeach. Matkifla Ravina. Now wait, I don't want to understand what the difference is between that case and the what seems to me the exactly similar case. You're bringing a carbon that is kachim kalim, right? And this kachim kalim, who's going to be eating it? The shlamim. The owner is going to be eating it. So is it royal mizbeach when I bring it? No. What makes it royal mizbeach when I do this? Rikat adam. That now sets aside the emurim for the mizbeach. So by your logic, if I shechted kachim kalim, and I didn't do the Zrikas Hadam, I put them on the Mizbeach before the Zrikas Hadam, I should have to take them off again because the Mizbeach wasn't Mekudesh. And if anything happens to them, they're pasul because it's not Chelko Shal Mizbeach. But that's not the din. So explain to me, what is the difference between this case, my Shna, of your case, Kumatzim that haven't gone through Kiddush Kli, how is that different than Ula's case of the Emurim of Kachim Kalim that have been put up before Zrika? So if Ula says, the Amarula, Emure Kachim Kalim, Shehe Elan Lifnei Zrikat Damam, so you bring them up now, as opposed to Kachim Kachim, which are Kadosh immediately for the Mizbeach. So over there, they are not Roy Lemizbeach, according to you, and nonetheless, if they were Oyla, Lo Yerdu. Why? Nasu Lachma Shom Mizbeach. They're already the Lechem HaMizbeach, and there's no point in taking them down to be now doing, bringing them up properly. They're already on the Mizbeach. That's where they belong. So you tell me the difference. So I'll tell you the difference very simply. The problem in the Emurim of Kachim Kalim is not in themselves. It's in that which would have been coming to be matir them for the Mizbeach. It's the Zrika of the Dam, which has nothing to do with them personally. Masha Inkein, the Kemitza, has got a personal problem. It requires the Kedusha of the Kli in order to become the Mizbeach. It, not something else needs to be done for the carbon. Not its improper timing. Not there's no matir. This thing is as yet part of a pile of solet that does not belong on the Mizbeach. So you'll say, but you put it in your hand, so put it on your nose. What does that have to do with it? But it's not yet turned into the Mizbeach Schelek. It requires Kedushas Kli. How is that compared to the case of the Emuri Kachin Kalim, which are always there, clearly identifiable, meant for the Mizbeach, but they're not yet ready because you haven't done the Zrika. You don't see the difference between those two cases. And because of that, the Emurim Kachim Kalim indeed is absolutely correct as Ula said. They're on the Mizbeach, leave them on the Mizbeach. As opposed to the case over here, you put up Kamatzim without Kiddush Kli, you're going to say, leave them on the Mizbeach? Absolutely not. Do not leave them on the Mizbeach. Then comes along Rabbi Yeshua, and we have a Machlokas over here. Is the meaning of Hi Ha'ola Al Mogda that has to be for the fire? Or is it here Amogala Mizbeach? That's be right for the Mizbeach, which is Rabbi Gamliel's Shita. Now, of course, each of these shitot are going to have to explain what they do with the other word. Because if the issue is al mizbeach, how do you explain the fact that it talked about al mokdah? And if the issue is al mokdah, how do you explain the fact that it discussed al mizbeach? So let's start off with Rabbi Gamliel's problem, because Rabbi Yeshua is the first to present his position. His position is the Torah stresses the mokeid al mizbeach, which is the esh, and that is the key to understanding what is called royal mizbeach. What does Rabbi Gamliel do with the fact that it says the word al mokdah? Ask the Gemara of Rabbi Gamliel Nami. I mean, it does say he ola al mokdah. Haha, says Rabbi Gamliel. Note the word mokdah. Now, there's a big difference between al hamokeid al hamizbeah and al mokdah. Why do you think it talks about its mokeid? I'll tell you. Brilliant. Its mokeid means this thing was already in the fire. So it had its own burning. Now what happens? It popped off of the mizbeah. Poking, let's go. Puck up, boom. So whatever it is that caused it to be fall off of the mizbeach, it was already there. That's what mokdah indicates. Now the question is not whether something on the mizbeach should be allowed to be put onto the fire. It's something that had already been in the fire, was already burned. Should it be put back on the fire when it fell off? That's a whole different issue. That's called poking, whether we're machzirin, poking. And that's what it's talking about. And that's that extra hay. Man, you guys don't know how to read. That's coming to teach me to put back things on the mizbeach that flipped off of the mizbeach. Ooh, that's a really good point. So, I mean, where does Rabbi Yeshua know that concept from, which makes him insist that it can't be coming for that because it says that elsewhere? Where's that elsewhere? How does he know that? Where does Rabbi Yeshua get the idea from? Well, he says, look, take a look at the point, and here's the best place to learn it from, that is Rabbi Yeshua. Where do you want to learn what's supposed to, what point things need to be left to burn up on the mizbeach from when we clean off the mizbeach? What do you take off of the mizbeach? That's called the deshen. So if you take a look at the Trumat HaDeshen, that's where you got to see this halach. So there it says, beferish, that vilavash hakohen nidobad veherim et HaDeshen. Now, what is deshen? Last I heard, deshen is the burnt leftovers. Strangely enough, the Torah says, veirim et hadeshen asher tochal ha'esh. That's a little bit unnecessary, wouldn't you say? The deshen that had been consumed by the fire. That is coming to teach me something. So asher tochal ha'esh, which is completely unnecessary, almost laughably unnecessary, it's coming to tell me that in a case where something was meant to be on the fire, it's got to be put back in order that it should be asher tochal ha'esh. It's meant to be completely included. Make sure that that esh keeps coming back. So put it back on. Asher tochal ha'esh. See to it. Asher tochal ha'esh. So there, I already know it. Therefore, I cannot utilize mokdah for that. Therefore, mokdah must be coming to tell me that it's a din in the mokeid ha'mizbeach. So why indeed does Rabbi Gamliel not see that? No. That's coming to talk about something else. Alumi boile le ikule ola tamachzir v'ia tamachzir ikule kitoret. That's coming to tell me something else entirely. I need to know that the only time that I put things back on the mizbeach to be eaten by the fire, so to speak, is where it's on the mokeid that had the deshen, on which was et ha'olah al ha'mizbeach, as it continues. In other words, there it says, asher tochal ha'esh et ha'olah. How about if it was the k'teres that was being burned? No. That's not et ha'olah. So you need to teach me, therefore, that the din of poking is a din and only in those things which are meant to be burned on the mizbeach of the oila. But iata makziri kulei kitoret. The Tani Rabbi Chanir bar Minyumi, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, asher tochal ha'esh et ha'olah. This is ala mizbeach, ikulei ola tamachzir, v'yata machzir, ikulei kitoret. The only thing that goes back is asher tochal ha'esh et ha'ola. But not anything that was not the ola, but was being brought as the kitoret. That would not be included.
Because it's a separate fireplace?
Yeah, it's not the esh ala ola. V'idach, says Rabbi Yeshua, yeah, that's brilliant. You're 100% right. What does that have to do with what I'm saying? I mean, you're saying that innate in this pasuk is the fact that, yes, but you would put back the things of the olah, but not the ketoret. Thank you. Not the ketoret. You keep repeating not the ketoret from today till tomorrow. Then meanwhile, the pasuk is telling you, yes, the olah. What does not the ketoret have to do with anything? So, b'lam me'elesh ma'amina de ikulei olah, you are ma'adrin. That's all. That's what I'm saying. You're agreeing to that. So from this pasuk, we do see that Not the Ketoret, thank you. But we do see the Ayla, not the Ketoret, yes. But we do see the Ayla, fine. So now why does it say Al-Mogda? To teach me the din, that it's the Moked Ha'ola that is Roy L'Mizbeach. Only the fire, but not liquids. Whereas Rabbi Gamliel says, but it says Al-Mogda Al-Mizbeach. How do you explain that? Indeed, asks the Gemara, what does Rabbi Yoshua do with the fact that it says Al-Mizbeach? Haktiv Mizbeach? Indeed it does, but that's coming to tell me something else. Ahumi boile, that I need to teach me. That what is it that is doing the Kiddush over here? My, why are we saying, my ka'amar achmana, kol haro'uy l'mogda, is mekadesh the mizbeach. It's not the mokade that is the mekadesh. It's the mizbeach per se that's the mekadesh. That's the issue. Not as you might think, you're talking to me about the fire. If it's in the fire, don't take it out of the fire. That isn't the issue. It's the mizbeach that's mekadesh. Rabbi Gamliel says, well, I don't need this pasuk to tell me it's the mizbeach mekadesh. The whole thing started from the pasuk that discussed the mizbeach. Kol hanogea b'mizbeach yikdash. And why do I need now to indicate in this pasuk that it's the mizbeach mekadesh? Again, this is that same approach that we took in the Mishnah. I'll leave it to Rashi. That the point is that we're coming now to understand what does the Torah mean by kolon ogeb and mizbeach yikdash. So why would I need to tell me that when it says mogda, you shouldn't think that it's the mokade, it's the mizbeach. Why do you say it's the mizbeach? The ida, whereas, now says Rabbi Yeshua, no, because you see, there are two issues over here. We want to know that there's a din of being mekadesh, both on something. The mizbeach is mekadesh, but does it tell me how it's mekadesh? That I still need this pasuk. So the mizbeach is mekadesh, I need to know, in cases where an animal had a shas haketorah. So let's say you did the shechita, you did everything right, and then it was yotzei. Or then it was nitma. And then somebody put it on the mizbeach anyway. Okay, so over there I'd say, well, you know what? It was already roi for haktara. Maybe that's the meaning of ro'uila. Mizbeach for those things which had already been roi l'mizbeach. But how about if at the time of shechiti had a makshevas pigul? So there was never a moment that you were supposed to be mind to this. Maybe that's bechlal not included. So I need an expansion of the din of mizbeach, which is the din of ro'ui per se. That's where I get the concept of ro'ui from. So I need to expand the concept of roi l'mizbeach. Therefore, I need to know a mizbeach that had a shas hakosher, and even ala mizbeach where there didn't have a shas hakosher, and the pagam was so early that there was never anything here that was roi to be brought on the mizbeach. You see? Therefore, I need to, that word mizbeach still is coming to expand the idea of ro'ui lo. So, chad la'echad ha'ita la sha'ata kosher, v'chad la'echad lo ha'ita la sha'ata kosher. And indeed, what does Rabbi Gamliel do with that? Says Rabbi Gamliel, well, what's the difference? The point is, and remember, that Rabbi Gamliel's entire approach is that we focus here on what this pasuk is saying. If this pasuk is saying that despite the fact that it's pasuk, nonetheless, these things are all included in the set of hi ha'olah and leave it there, then we're not looking into the mechanism of Mizbeach Mekadesh at all. We can look at this pasuk and we could say, this pasuk says something possible for the Mizbeach shall be left. Why do I have a right to make this distinction? So, since Kiva the Psulim Ninu, they were puzzle. Did the Torah say that bring them anyway? Rabbi Nachman says, who cares? Lo shnai tala shatakosha, lo shnai lo aitala shatakosha. Okay, now comes along Rabbi Shimon, seems to be talking about a completely different issue, which is, as I explained in the Mishnah, but when at this point the Gemara doesn't understand where he's coming from, which is that if Nesachim are being brought together with the Zevach, then they're never included in this din of being roi l'mizbeach. Because it has to be roi l'mizbeach the way the kvasim that follow, zot tavia l'mizbeach, right? That is the definition. There has to be an oila like an oila. Okay, so the bright expands on Rabbi Shimon Shita. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says that, look, if you take a look at the proximate pasuk, we have over there a new din, and that is the oila, which is ba'a bifnei atzma. And that is what, because what it says is, v'zeh asher ta'aseh, ala mizbeach, kvasim b'nei shana, shnayim layom, this is the olat tamid. It has to be similar to that olah. And therefore, ma olah ba b'glal atzma, af kol ha'bain b'glal atzman. But yotzu nisachim, mashenke nisachim, would not be included. Because they're only nisachim that are born b'glal ha'zevah, not Nisachim that are born b'fnei atzman. That's also fine. Boy, Rava. Par he'alem davar shel tzibur v'seir avodat kochavim shechniz damam leflai v'lefnei ma'u. Mi amrin el ha'kodesh pnima implies that kol hechad karinin el hakodesh. We're also karinin le pnima, but kol hechad lo karinin el hakodesh, lo karinin pnima. Odoma shelo b'mekomanu ve'im timtzalom shelo b'mekomanu parvesir shama kipurim sheizah midamam al abadim votzian leichal veichnisan mao. Mi amrina mikomamu odima hov nafak nafak v'im timtzaloma. That even that's considered to be a shinui. Hov nafak nafak. How about izami damam al aparochet votzio lemizbeach, and then you turn back around and you go between a mizbeach and the parochet again. Mao, I mean, al kavad echad makamu. Oh, perhaps yitzia karina. But the Torah said v'yatza, so therefore this is not a, in its right place. Take it. Nichnas lechaper versus just actually being mechaper. Tanya, Rebbe Eliezer Amar, look, it says lechaper b'kodesh, and it says kol adam lo yabo moi bevo lechaper b'kodesh, and over there it was in order to be mechaper, but he hasn't yet. So mal alam b'shalo kiper, afka b'shalo kiper. Rabbi Shimon Omer, that's not where to learn it from. Make the gzeirah shavah from here. Ne'amar kan lechaper, v'ne'amar la'alan v'et parachatat v'et zirachatat asher huva et damam lechaper, and then goes on to say, yotzia mikutz machaneh v'safuz, obviously, it was mechaper. So ma la'alan b'shekiper, afkan b'shekiper. So v'maikam iflegen. Mar savar donechutz b'chutz v'en donechutz b'fim. V'mar savar domin b'ema b'ema, v'en damin b'ema b'adam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that, well, b'shogeg, it's not a problem. Yeah, but b'mezid it is, right? So what do you hold, b'shekiper or b'shalo kiper? Omer b'yirmiya, if you take a look, and it's missing the word Tanya over here, and that's confusing. It mimash, the Brian says like this, mimashma sh'ne'amar, v'et parachatat, v'et zi'irachatat asher huva damam lechaper b'kodesh. So why does it say, v'hasoref otam yechabez b'gadav? What are you talking about? Why does it say asoref? L'gufi yitztrichalei. Sorry, I meant, why does it have to say, et zi'irachatat, et parachatat? That's what I meant. L'fi sholo l'madnu l'par v'sor sh'yom ha'kipurim. Take out these words. Shinisrafim mitami begodim. How about shanisrafim bidayin? Tambud lomar, chatat, chatat, to include all nisrafim. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer, no, you don't need that for. Ari Omer, vet parachatat, vet zirachatat. Shein tambud lomar lechaper bakodesh. Obviously it's lechaper bakodesh. So ba tambud lomar lechaper. Li made on anything that was coming in to be mechaper, that it's this, that the sorfatim mitami begodim. Now, says Rabbi Yirmiyah, this shows us that Rabbi Yehuda, for some reason, who is the Mandi Omer Schelik of Rabbi Meir, that he doesn't hold of a chaper. Why? My time. La mishum de biboy le gzeirah shavah. That's the whole point. This is his mekor for the gzeirah shavah. Hamizbeach mekadesh et arui lo Rabbi Yeshua merkal arui le ishim imal lo yered. Shinemar yo ala mokdam ala shirui le ishim imal talo tered. Of course, rui le ishim imal lo yered. And the only difference between them, main ben divir Rabbi Gamliel, the divir Rabbi Yeshua, the only difference is dam and the sachim. Rabbi Gamliel holds lo yerdu, Rabbi Shimon Omer yerdu. Rabbi Shimon Omer, the zevach kosher and sachim psulim, the sachim kosher and zevach pasul. Both of them psulim, I don't care. The bottom line is it has to be similar to the free, independent Ola that is coming on its own and not for anything else. That's the important point. Ha'zevach lo yered, ha'nesachim yerdu. Now, you're stressing ro'ui lo, but ain't ro'ui lo, but you never said what you mean by ain't ro'ui lo. L'muti mai. Omer papa wa l'mutik matzim shlo kitcha b'kli. Madka l'ravina, and why would that be different than Ula's case? The Omer Ula imure kachim kalim, she'elan l'fnei zrika damem. Okay, there you have another case in which something is yet missing. Nonetheless, says lo yerdu, because the very fact that they were put on to mizbeach means they're not selach v'sha mizbeach. The difference is simple, says Rav Papa. The difference is, hanach lo mechatzru ma'aseh begufayu. Masha'en Kane, the case of the comets, which was Bechusra Maisa of Kedushas Kli, cannot by any stretch of the imagination be seen as Lach Moshe Mizbeah. Now Rabbi Yeshua says, Kolaroi Le'ishim, because it says Al Mogda. Indeed, Rabbi Gamliel, does it not say Al Mogda? Yes, it does, but that's a whole different thing. That's putting things back up when they fall off, not putting things on when they were brought up. So, ula dure pokinu diata. Ah, so v'irach la dure pokin minale, nafkale me'asher tochal ha'esh. V'idach, but that's only coming to tell me, kule olata machzir. V'yata machziri kule ketoret. T'tani Rebbe Chanina bar Menume, Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, asher tochal ha'esh et ha'ola. That's ikule olata machziri, yata machziri kule ketoret. V'idach still. I mean, lab v'mele shma minu ikule olam ha'adrit. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, well, it's kala ro'i l'mizbeach, because it says mizbeach. It's a good point. Rabbi Yeshua Nami, hakti mizbeach. Ahumi boile, my kamarachmona kala ro'i l'mugda, that it's mikadesh mizbeach, not mikadesh mugda. V'idach, well, it says kala nogeba mizbeach yigdash, right? So mizbeach rinakti. V'idach, yes, but chad leichad ay tala shata kosher, v'chad leichad loy tala shata kosher. V'idach, well, they're psulim. What's the difference? Torah says that the mizbeach can be makadosh. What's nafkamina? Lo shnaita lo shata kosher, lo shnaita lo aita lo shata kosher. Rabbi Shimon Omer, only if the nesachim are being brought before the atzmam. But if they're brought with a zevach, then I don't care. Zevach kosher, nesachim psulim, or anything else, always the nesachim yorid. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer, ola. What ola means above biglal atzmam. Avkol abayim beklal atzman. Yotzu nesachim abayim beklal zeva.
The following is the daf from the previous daf Yomi cycle.
Hey Gimel Amad Aleph, Nichnas Lechati. Tanya, and Rabbi Eliezer Omer, if you take a look at our Mishnahs for a moment, remember that we have actually what appear to be three separate shitas, although the mice it's three shitas that don't directly interact with each other. The question over here is nichnas lechaper, apa pishalo keeper. So if you have dam that was supposed to remain outside and was brought inside, amenas lechaper, even without a kapor, according to Rebbe Eliezer, it would still be possible, once the intent was to bring it in lechaper. Rabbi Shimon says, Achi Chapra, you have to actually have used it for Kapora. And Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda Shita is not clearly out of line either with Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. I mean, it seems to be sort of a non sequitur. Im Yechnis Shogay Kosher. And if the Knisa was a Shogay, it was not clear. Knisa for what? Knisa to be Machapra or Knisa that was Machapra? But if it's Shogay in any event, doesn't pass. So those are the three. Sheet is mentioned in the Mishnah. It says the Raisa, Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, what's the marker of Rabbi Eliezer Shita that's at Nichnas Lechaper? Because it says of Yelechaper Bekadesh, V'ne'mar lahalan v'chol adam lo yebo noi bevohu lechaper bakodesh. Now, clearly when it's talking about the Akrobas Akhtores in Afrimos, which says nobody should be there when he comes in to be Makhtar Akhtores. I mean, that means that as he's going in to be Makta Victoris, everybody goes out. So it hasn't yet been brought. In which case, the Lechaper over here means where the intent is to be Lechaper, even though the Kapora didn't take place yet. So Malahalam, the Shalom Keeper, just like when it comes to the Knesset, if that's bothering you, you can turn it off. Because we only usually use it before the shoot. So just like over there, it's talking about where the kapora doesn't take place yet, and nonetheless, we mean that you should make sure that nobody's there. Afkan, when it says over here, v'chol chatas asher huva midamav l'chaper el ha'kredesh pnima, the l'chaper means the same thing, l'chaper, but not that the kapora actually happened, but that the intent was that it would happen. Whereas Rabbi Shimon on the other hand says no. It says l'chaper here, but the place to learn it out from is actually the par b'sar shel Yom HaKippurim. Where over there it says, v'espar ha'chatas, v'se'ir ha'chatas, asher huva et damam l'chaper. Now over there, it's talking about going out and burning the korban. Obviously, you don't burn it until you actually already did the kapara. In which case, when it says l'chaper, it means that it's a place already. So, Mara Alam Bishikiper, just like over there, it's talking about that the Kapora already took place. Apan b'shekiper, so too over here, where it says asher uva midama lichaper, it means lichaper in the same sense that it was brought in to be mechaper and was mechaper. But my coming, okay? What defines the difference in choice of pasuk to use the gzeira shava between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Eliezer? Mar shava danin chutz michutz, vein danin chutz mifnim. But the question over here is, what's more reasonable? And then Rabbi Eliezer says, doesn't make more sense to learn out the pasuk from mechapes hatutzena, which is what we're talking about over here? It tells you, don't go in. And here too, it's telling me, don't go in, basically. And nobody should be there. They should stay outside. That makes more sense than saying, let me learn out the dam of a chatat tzitzenet from the parvaser of the Yom HaKippurim. They're supposed to be inside. Whereas the other man, the Omar says, Rabbi Shimon says, Mar Sava, Donim Behema, Mi Behema. Doesn't it make more sense to learn out the din of a chatas from a chatas? And the chatas we say, the dam of a chatas we say, from the dam of the chatas of the is the five associated Yom HaKippurim. But if you're learning it out from the potzik of the chol adam, it's a reference to people, it's not a reference to behemoths. It makes much less sense to say, let's learn out what the meaning of lechaper is in the context of an adam who's not supposed to go into shas hakhtaras hakhtaras. And we'll apply that to the din of the dam of a chatas achitrem, that's nechlas name. I mean, it's suitably different subjects. Rabbi Yehuda, I guess, Rabbi Yehuda now says that if it was b'shogeg, it's kosher. Well, that's all very nice. He hasn't made it very clear to us what the din is if it's b'mezid. I mean, a b'mezid pasul, obviously. But what does he hold in terms of the prior issue? B'shekiper or b'shokiper? Does Rabbi Yehuda say that the place where we pasul b'mezid is Aliba the Rebbe Eliezer, or is it Aliba the Rebbe Shimon? Or does he hold that you actually needed the kapora to take place as Rebbe Shimon does? Or does he hold that it would be enough to go in the mezid in order to be mechaper as a Rebbe Eliezer does? Says the Gemara, I'm Rebbe Yirmiyah. I'll tell you. Yimashma shemeyamar metvar hachatat vatsir hachatat asher huva et damam lechaper bakodesh. Actually, it should say here, instead of mimashmash ne'amar, it should say the word anya. That's because the important opening is that Rabbi Yirmiyah is bringing a brisa. The brisa says, the brisa appears to be analyzing the pasuk about the parvaser of Yom HaKippur. So it says over there, it starts like this. Parach atat zisirach atat shahaz huvas tamam lechaper bakodesh v'hatzei reifes hachatat. Now then over there is that the seraph is achatas in the time of the gun and so on. Now, strangely, the brisa adds matam alam of asareh. Why do I have to have a mention of asareh? Adds the brisa on itself. What? Matam alam of asareh. The gufa yitzchuk. What do you mean? I need to know the halach of tumas begadim about the person who seraph the parvasoyah. No, sorry. Matam alam of chatas. Chatas. Why do we keep repeating? Why are we repeating the chatas over here? Vishalola madnu elapar v'soyer shayom akipurim, because the potik ostensibly is only related to the par v'soyer of yom akipurim. Those are nisratim abeit adeshim, and they are metamim begod. But other karbonis that are nisratim, that are brought with name, the Par Elam Dover and the Par Visayer of Abedus Kechavim. I mean, over there, we don't know a halacha of Tumas Begadi. So Minayim, how do we know? By the way, there's a little bit of a machloikis rishonim as to whether this is also a question of establishing that the Nisrafim Abed Adesha. In other words, is the Abet HaDeshen over here, is that an identification of Karbonas, or is that telling me the din, that they should be Nisraf Abet HaDeshen? There's one Girsa that has the Abet HaDeshen after the word of Tumas Begadim. So in other words, it's coming to teach us two things. First of all, that the Seraph is Betama Begadim, and secondly, that it's Nisraf Abet HaDeshen. Two completely different issues. Others learn that the union of Beis HaDeshen is that's a given, and it's Beis HaDeshen because that appears elsewhere. And it's just identifying those carbonas that need to be burned, abeta, deshin. How do we know that those who burn them are mitzvah and begun? Okay, but again, for our issue now, this is not all that significant. So now comes along the pasuk to tell me, the chatas chatas, how about shar ha-nisrofim, how about other chatos that are nisrofim? How do we know that they too are matame begadim? Talmud omar chatas chatas, did Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir oimer, eno tsarich. Harehu omer vespara chatas vesira chatas. Rabbi Meir says, I don't understand. What are the issues to learn it out from the word chatas? It says, para chatas vesira chatas, the Farish uses the lashon lechaper bakedesh. I mean, I should hope so. What else does it come for? It's a chatas. Of course, it came lechaper bakedesh. I mean, that's the whole sugya. So ma tamad lomer lechaper. Shein tamad lomer lechaper. There's no point of saying lechaper unless it's coming to tell me that anything which is nichlas lechaper. I was just sort of saying, since it came lechaper bakedesh, since it came to be lechaper bifnim. So therefore, it's b'tamei begadim. If that's the case, then it's limed al kol ha-mischaperim, shasofan b'tamei begadim. So that means I learned it out directly from the pasuk itself without requiring any additional ribuyim of the word chatas. Now, that is a very powerful point that Rabbi Meir is making. Why does Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, it literally strikes you as soon as you read the pasuk. Lechaper b'kedesh. I mean, that's the reason that they would say lechaper b'kedesh. There's got to be some reason that Rabbi Yehuda holds you can't learn out from there that the lechaper b'kedesh is central to the tumah. Must be because Rabbi Yehuda lechaper is lo mashmalai. He doesn't learn out from lechaper. Why? My God, lav mishum b'mibana le'zerah. Clearly, he must use the lechaper b'kedesh the same way Rabbi Shimon does. There's Vespara Katas, Vesira Katas, Asher Huvayet Damam Lechaper, and over there, Mala Alam Bishikiper. There's talking about we were already Mechaper. So too, when it talks about the Katas Hatsena, the Kol Katas Asher Huvayet Mi Dama Lechaper Bakedesh, also means, Exereshava, that the Kapor already took place. Not that your intent was to be Mechaper. In which case, we have now proven, completely from a different area, but we've now proven that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Shimon and have a verbal answer. So that if it were done, be mazid, and it would be possible, but only when the kapara actually took place. Hadron Allah, Kolas Rachim, Shemitah, Vu. Hamizbeach Mikadesh et Haro'ilam. Now, this is something that we've mentioned, Agav, many times before, that there's a concept of something that comes up to Mizbeach, even if it was possible, that it's nonetheless meant to remain on the Mizbeach, and it has the Kedusha as if it was supposed to be on Mizbeach, and it's not taken off. Now, the question is, what exactly do we mean by es haro'ilo? Es haro'ilo means once something has been well defined, has been meant for the Mizbeach, if something happened to it and made it possible, it was brought on the Mizbeach, it remains on the Mizbeach. But what do we mean when we say haro'ilo? So, Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, kol haro'ili ishi. Rabbi Yehoshua means what this is meant to say. Then anything that was meant to be put on the fires of the Mizbeach, im alu, im ala lo yeri. Once it was put up on the Mizbeach, it stays there. Shineamar hi ha'ola al mokda ma'ola shiruyal ishim. So now it's saying, the ayla is al mokda. The mokda is the fire on the Mizbeach, right? So, just like the ayla that is meant to be put al mokda on the fire, Av kol, everything else, imotavariter, loter, av kol, shurohilishim, anything that is suitable for the fire, im ala loyere. Rabbi Gamliel says, no, it's not necessary that what's put up on the Mizbeach needs to be roi dafka for the fires of the Mizbeach. Kol haroila Mizbeach, im ala loyere. As long as it has a function on the Mizbeach. Dam has a function on the Mizbeach. Mayim for Nesachim has a function on the Mizbeach. the Sochim in general, the Yai and so on, they all have a function is there. So even though it's not meant to go al Mogdar, imata lo loteres. Ein bein divrei Rabban Gamliel, divrei Rabbi Yeshua, el adam banisachim. So the only difference between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, whether it needs to be for the moked of the Mizbeah, or whether it's anything that's right for any element of the Mizbeah, the difference between them would be Dan Pasul and Nesachim Sumin that were put on the Mizbeah. And now somebody said, well, get them up. No, I already put them up there. Let's continue to do what we need to do with them. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, lo yerdu, according to Rabbi Yeshua, yerdu.
But why is the rhyme when you... They're not put there, but they're
spoke. They're poured out. Let's see. No, they weren't poured out yet. But once it goes on the Mizbeah, I set it down. Once I set something down in the Mizbeah, it becomes Kaddish. That we'll see already in the Gemara as we go with it.
And Nagabe, what? Everything?
Mullin and. No. That's already a separate question we have in Me'ilah, which we discussed briefly, but we'll see more in Me'ilah, but it's certainly not Murata. It's not telling us that it's kosher. It's just telling us that you don't take it off. It doesn't help us to be match of the curve. Third Shita is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Hazevach kasher v'nesachim psulim, the nesachim ksherim v'azevach pasul, v'afilu zevzeh psulim, Azevach lo yared v'nesachim yerdu. So according to Rabbi Shimon, there's an additional point that we need to consider. Between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, we have a straightforward issue as to whether the cloud nesachim are included in imalu lo yared. According to Rabbi Shimon, it depends what kind of nesachim. If they're nesachim that are being brought on their own, then he agrees that they're also included, just like Rabbi Yeshua. Because it says Alam is there. But if they are Nisachim that are being brought together with the carbon, then they're linked to the carbon. And there the Torah said only those things that are part of a carbon method. What the din is of the carbon is what's Kodeh. So Mamela, if it comes by itself and there's a psul, whether the psul is in the carbon or whether the psul is in the Nisachim, the Torah was never marba. We'll see what is raised from the pasuk. The Torah was never marba nesachim that are coming together with a zevach that they should be a malo lo yered. Says the Gemara. Either doesn't matter. As long as they were meant to come with a zevach. No. Now, let's just take the opening word. I mean, you said I'm a zevach, but that is just a role, you know. What exactly do you mean by royal? I mean, what would be considered not royal? I mean, obviously, you're not coming to tell me in the Mishnah that somebody puts a comic book up on his back and he might have a yay rate. I mean, so what is considered to be royal? Shein royal, lo. Now, later on, the Mishnah is going to discuss various things. Let's say, Revea, Nirva, so these things are not considered to be royal. So what thing is not mentioned? You seem to be talking about a subtlety over here. Amr of Papa, yes, indeed, it's referring to a subtlety. This everybody would agree to. This is independent in the machlokis legabi nesachim. It would be lamuti kmatzin shalom kikshu bikli. Suppose you were makadish a mincha bikli, which is the first thing you do. Then you do the kmitza of the mincha. Then you're supposed to take the kmitza that was in your hand and you put it into a kli to be makadish a kli on the kmitza itself. Here, you did the original Kiddushah of Mincha, but you didn't do the Kiddushah of the Kemetz B'Kli. That is not considered to be Ra'uilo because it is no longer fully Huvrar L'Mizbeach. It's not defined completely as a separate entity that's meant for the Mizbeach. Until Kiddushah's Kli, the Kemetz is essentially part of the original Kiddushah of the Mincha as a whole. The Mincha as a whole is not meant to be put on the Mizbeach. It's 90% Shirayim. So only that part that was meant to be on the Mizbeach is Ro'ilo. But until you actually were Mekadosh in a Kli, it's not Ro'ilo enough, even though you were already Kemetz. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Maskepa Ravina. Ravina had son of Papa. My Shnami De'ulo, why is a Mincha that wasn't Kaddish B'Kli any less than Ula's case, the Amar Ula, a Mure Kachi Kalim? שהעלם לפני זריקת דמם לא ירדו. נעשה לך משום מזבח. And the Chor had exactly the same situation by the Emurim of Kachim Kalim. Emurim of Kachim Kalim are not royal on Mizbeach until such time as we make them royal on Mizbeach through the Zrikas Adam, which is matter them for the Mizbeach. It's not as if it's an Ayuva that's meant to belong to the Mizbeach and go to the Mizbeach. It's a carbon that belongs to the Bailam. What makes it now suitable is true Lagavi Me'ila as well, right? In order to make it royal for the Mizbeach, you need to go and be Zrik Adam. Says Ula, but if you took the Emurim before Zrikas Adam, and you put them on the Mizbeach, then im olu lo yerid. So why is that any different than the Kmitza? Because also clearly this is the part that's going to ultimately be put on the Mizbeach. Okay, so you didn't do the Kiddush HaKli. That's no different than not doing the Zrikas Adam. So do the Kiddush HaKli, no? So do the Zrikas Adam. And Ula said, lo yerid. Once they're up there, they stay there. Because they become Lach Meshav Mizbeach. They belong now to the Mizbeach, they're part of the food that the Mizbeach eats. Says the Gemara, there's a tremendous difference. Harach lo mechasu ma'aseh begufayu. Hani mechasu ma'aseh begufayu. The difference is that in the Kemetz, the Kiddush HaKli affects the actual thing. But to take this Kemetz, put it into a kli, and that makes it royal on Mizbeach, and put on the Mizbeach. So if you didn't do it to the thing is not royal on Mizbeach. Mashenke, the din of the matir, of the dam that's matir, the Emurim, that's not done to the Emurim. It's a condition of the suitability of the Emurim. Okay, fine, big deal. But the Emurim now are the part that's supposed to go on the Mizbeach. Either not yet mutter, that's a different issue, whether they're mutter or not. Mashenkein, the Kiddush HaKli is something that affects the very definition of being Mevarer the Dover LeMizbeach. Now we get to the machlokus between the two shitas in our Mishnah. There were two main shitas with Yishur and Eliyahu. What is the meaning of Al Mogda Al HaMizbeach? Do we concentrate Al Mogda that it needs to be the fire? Or do we concentrate Al HaMizbeach anything that's right for the Mizbeach at all? Ask the Gemara. Al Mogdas, according to Rav Gamliel, that's the Gemara. Haksiv Eila Al Mogdas. What are you going to do with the fact that the Torah Lamaisa has limited it to those things that are going to be on the fire? No, says Rav Gamliel. The meaning of that is to teach me a different halacha. Auli Ahadure Pokinu Diata. The din of mokda is something that continues to burn. It burns and burns and burns. Yikoda H. So what that teaches me is that even after something has been put on the Mizbeach, and it's burning, and it falls off the Mizbeach, is there a chiyuv to put it back on? That's the question. That I learn not from Al Mokda. See to it that it keeps burning and burning and burning until it's time now for the Deshen, to take the Deshen off of the Mizbeach. So that's a different question. It has nothing to do with the Mizbeach and the Kaddish or Saroyimo. It has to do with the